Starlight 11. Workbook. Module 1. Exercise 1. Page 6. Speaker 1.
I've been driving for over 10 years now, and I consider myself a good driver. I'll never forget the advice my driving instructor gave me way back then. She told me that driving was like life, in that you always had to plan what you were going to do next, one step ahead of time. And I agree. She also emphasised that when behind the wheel, you had to keep a level head, no matter what. But you know, some drivers out there are just so rude. This man cut in front of me and even smiled at me as he went by. Well, I'm ashamed to say it, but I gave him a good long blast of my horn. I couldn't help it. I was so angry.
Speaker 2.
Ever since I got my driver's license 3 years ago, I have wanted a vehicle of my own. I'm not saying it hasn't been generous of my parents to let me have their car whenever I needed it, but I'm fairly independent and I really wanted a car of my own. My dad suggested I got a used car as it would be cheaper and the insurance wouldn't cost so much, and I agreed. Actually, he and I went to the used car dealer together. I must admit I am rather impulsive, often doing things before thinking them through. Well, I fell in love with the first car I saw, and I wanted it no matter what. Big mistake. So far, I've spent over £2,000 on repairs. That's almost twice what I paid for the thing in the first place.
Speaker 3.
Let's just say I'm the kind of person that tends to put off doing things. I always get things done, but usually in my own time. Slowly but surely, I'm beginning to realise that this characteristic of mine has to change. Take the other day, for example. I was driving in the city centre when suddenly I got a puncture. Well, as the car rolled to a stop, all I could think of was my husband asking me if I had had the spare tyre repaired. I remember telling him that it had totally slipped my mind, but I would take it to the garage as soon as I could. Unfortunately, I hadn't got round to it, so I ended up waiting 2 hours before someone could come and help me out.
Speaker 4.
I'm usually the organised one in my family. I never forget anyone's birthday and I always make sure I pay the bills on time. Anyway, it was the strangest thing. The insurance company I deal with always contacts me to let me know when my car insurance is about to expire. This year, though, for some reason they didn't, and I hadn't marked it on my calendar. I must admit I was rather red-faced when a policewoman pulled me over for a routine check, and I discovered my insurance was 3 weeks out of date.
Speaker 5.
There's nothing I like better than going for a long, leisurely Sunday drive. I never put much thought into where I'm going to go, though. I just get in my car and off I go. It's like an adventure of sorts. Well, my mate, Angus, is one of those people that has to have everything mapped out before doing anything. It drives him mad that I never have a set route for my Sunday excursions. He has told me time and time again that one day I would regret not being more organised. I hate to say it, but he was right. Last Sunday I got caught up in roadworks and spent the next 6 hours trying to get back home.
Speaker 6.
I've always had a good sense of direction, and I learnt how to read maps at quite an early age, so I never dreamed that it could be a problem for anyone to get from A to B. If I was going on a long journey alone to a place I have never been to before, I simply noted down the main stages of the journey and set off, no problem. Then when I got married, my wife and I decided to spend our honeymoon touring around France in our little sports car. She didn't have a driving license at the time, so I suggested she do the navigating. She kept pretty quiet about the idea, and it was only when we got off the ferry in France and I asked her for directions out of town that I realised that she had no idea of how to read a map. She was holding it upside down.